Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome back to the Geek Cave Podcast, the gaming segment. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, guys. Don't forget to check out our lovely sponsors, BuzzTime, Shirtosaurus, and GameStop. They're beautiful, and so are you. Thanks for checking out this episode. We really appreciate it.
We love you. You're great.
Gaming.
You smell
before,
nice.
Before I blow my wad, what do you guys have?
Go ahead, Justin. Regale us with your tales of gaming.
Well, I did play this one game, and
Wow, that was an amazing review.
Yeah, I think my mic cut out, but I don't have time or the energy to redo it.
Well,
so
there was a whole lot that you kind of put into.
Yeah,
it,
so. I mean, I did it very quickly, but yeah, there was a lot in there. So, Chad, I guess you're next.
Okay. All right. So, the Theater of the Mind, Darren, has now dropped his head and is just shaking it, questioning his very existence. Why, God, why? He silently screams into the night.
Not so much his existence, just his...
A lone tear works its way down his face as he thinks to himself, these are the people who I call friends, and not knowing whether he is lucky or damned.
If you listen carefully over the sound of his own sadness, you can hear a sad violin in the background.
<Wa-na-na-na>! So, I picked up the BioShock remasters. I really enjoyed the BioShock game. The BioShock games were some of those surprising games to me that I didn't think I would like. Picked the first one up for when it was like in a $10 bin, thinking, oh, I can hate a game for $10, and loved it. If you've not played them on the PS3 era, go ahead and pick them up. It's very good. It looks very nice. It plays very well. The controls are still tight, and it does what it's supposed to do. Hold on. I'm getting to them. If you have played them before, they're not bringing much new to the table. You are getting all the DLC. You're getting all the expansions. There is like a director commentary on the first one that you can unlock by finding stuff in-game. But overall, not a whole bunch of extra to bring you back in, unless you just kind of want to future-proof or future-insure your gaming collection a little bit. Downside, you cannot Twitch it. You can't live stream it. You can't put it online.
Interesting.
I tried to, you know, tried to put it on Twitch to live stream, and it says, nope, you're not allowed to do that. What? What do you mean I'm not allowed to do that?
So annoying. Well,
so, unfortunately, it just didn't work.
Sad bunny.
Well, the PC version apparently is also very, very broken. So,
is it?
That.
Yeah. I got it on the PS4, so... So that's that on BioShock.
Okay.
Also picked up ReCore.
All right.
Now, ReCore in the reviews is doing kind of middle. You know, not great, not terrible. And most of the reviews are basically saying the same thing. It's a really great game until you get toward the end when they artificially lengthen the game. You have to go and find all these collectibles in order to get to the next level or get to the next place. And so you have to use a map that's not altogether useful. And you might get all the way there only to realize you need a particular item or a particular companion to get it, but you don't know that ahead of time, so now you need to go all the way back to your to your original spot, your sand crawler, in order to get said companion to bring back and do it. What I will say is, it, on the good side, it is very bright. You know, the colors pop. There's a whole lot of white and light brown because it's a desert planet. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel oppressive, really. It feels open. The movement, the platforming is almost spot on perfect. I don't think I've played a 3D platformer that has been this good. The ability to double jump plus dash works flawlessly, and it gives you a nice little yellow circle on the ground wherever you would land. So you can actually see where you're going to land. You're not depending on a camera to be in the right spot so you can see what's going on. And your character, kind of like with Infamous or Uncharted, you know, the characters just kind of like magnet themselves to a wall if they were anywhere close to being able to hold on. The same thing happens in this game with Jewel, is that if you're even close to being able to land on the platform, she'll kind of, you know, hit your knee up and climb on.
Nice.
Which actually led to me being able to get to some things that I don't think I was supposed to be able to get to, which was kind of funny. A little later, it was funny. At the time, it was just frustrating because I'm like, why can't I get up there and get this thing? Oh, finally. God, why did they make that so difficult? And then I watched a video on it later. It's like, oh, because I was supposed to... I was supposed to come back for that later.
Mm.
Oops.
Yeah, I watched him play some of it last night, and it looks great. It looks fun.
Now, on the downside, between your different areas, your loading screen, you're going to be sitting there for about a minute. You know, not quite a minute for some of them, maybe a little over a minute for some other ones. But yeah, you're going to sit there for about a minute.
Cook an egg, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
they have released a patch to fix that, though. They have released a patch to kind of make it better on that.
Well, that must have been what I'm dealing with then, is because the original reports were like two and a half minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And mine has only ever been a minute. But we're going to get to that in just a second. I was on something, and the combat is frenetic. It's enjoyable. It at times is a little bit too much. It's one of those run and gun kind of things. There's no cover, so you're constantly having to jockey position, dash, strafe, and work. If you like that kind of gameplay, this might very well be up your alley. It does have some optional in quotations here, dungeons that... There are different types. There are some that you're going to fight a whole bunch of things. There are some that are straight up platforming. And the different ones have different challenges attached to that. It seems nice. I like it so far. But it took me a week to be able to play it because the Xbox One and I are not friends. It's a 6 gig download. And I'm sure that there's somebody who has figured this out and has fixed it, but the first time you put in your game, if there's an update, the Xbox sees the game, sees the update, and tries to do both of them at the same time.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And if you happen to live in a place like I do where your max internet speed is right around 7 to 10 Mbps, then it's going to take hours. And because the Xbox is trying to do two things at once, it takes even more hours. So I just kind of left it overnight, you know, when the machine eventually turns itself off and keeps doing its thing or whatnot. I came back, I put it in at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I came home at 4, you know, I left for 3 hours. I came back and it was like 7%, you know, downloaded. So I moved over to the PlayStation 4. I put in BioShock, and within 1 minute, I was playing. So
it's a difference in how they read off the discs.
It is. I get that. I understand that. But it doesn't make it less annoying on
No, it doesn't make it better. No.
Just makes it different.
Yeah.
Maybe Scorpio will fix that. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, so got all that. And then it had some kind of error in installing the disk. It got 3 gigs into the install and it failed.
Oh, no.
So then it got to go again. And then it had another 338 meg update. So it's just kind of, as I'm going through, I'm like, this game better be fucking awesome.
So what Chad's saying is his Xbox One is now for sale.
No, because I like the game.
Okay.
The game plays very well, and I'm the kind of gamer, I think I'm going to enjoy the exploration to go and collect all the prismatic cores that you need to open up everything once, maybe twice. I think that when I get through playing it this time, I'll play it again in another, 6 months or a year, and I'll probably have just as much fun. But then I won't want to play it again because I'll get frustrated by having to go and get all these things that you can't always get right away. So, but as of now, it's a lot of fun. If you are like Darren, that you can play a game for a while without feeling a need to finish it, absolutely pick up ReCore. Pick it up when it's on sale or something and be able to, and then you can enjoy it for what it is for as long as it's enjoyable. If you play games like me where you want to finish every game that you start, you might want to wait and do a little bit more reading. So that's what cool. I got.
Okay. I do like finishing games. I just get distracted easy. I'm like a raccoon. So
I know that you like finishing games.
I thought
games,
you looked familiar.
But I also know that you are adept at being able to go from game to game to game.
Right, yeah.
And then
I can kind of multitask on that. But no, I got what you meant. I got what you meant. I do have a couple reviews, but first, a little bit of news. If you are a Wii U owner, God help you. I'm right there with you. But the good news is there's a new game available. The bad news is it's not supposed to be available just yet. We are taping this episode on September 24th. It'll go up the first Wednesday of October. But as we speak, Paper Mario Color Splash is live for those who digitally preloaded the game. Here's the problem. It shouldn't be live until October 7th. Somebody at Nintendo done effed up, essentially. And, I mean, the early thoughts are in. I mean, people are loving it, which is good, especially if you like the Paper Mario series. I kind of go back and forth on it. But I guess the bad news is if you wanted a physical copy, you still got to wait.
Oops.
So, that's unfortunate. Speaking of PC ports, we know that the BioShock port for the PC had issues. And see, it seems lately, for all the talk of a PC master race, every PC version of a big multi-platform game has launched with some kind of problem in the past, half a year, it seems. Street Fighter V was exclusive to the PS4, then it came to the PC. And Capcom released a new patch that is supposed to introduce some anti-cheating fixes or, a security measure, essentially. They broke it. Just completely broke it. Good old Crapcom.
Just straight up knocked it off the table and broke it, huh?
Yeah, they just broke it, and they say, oh, we're investigating the issue.
So they're cats.
That's great. I know that we've talked before about the PlayStation VR, and it'll be out in a week after this episode airs. So, it's an exciting time if you like virtual reality. But I do have a little sad news. Dead or Alive Extreme 3, which is a beach volleyball game featuring the buxom women from the Dead or Alive fighting series, will not release on time.
So
you won't get to ogle virtual anime boobs on October 13th, as was originally promised.
But we will eventually get to ogle anime boobs.
There's no confirmed release date now. Tecmo isn't also, they're not saying why they're delaying it. They're just, we're working on it. So,
boob physics. They got to make sure the boob physics.
They do have some pretty impressive jiggleology for the Dead or Alive games. So,
I like that term, jiggleology.
I mean, let's be honest, Dead or Alive Extreme Series, you know exactly why you're buying it. It's for the volleyball. Don't lie. But
I do like volleyball.
Yeah, I like volleyball. It is what it is. I also have a couple game reviews. Three, actually, because I wanted to outdo myself from last month when I only had two.
Show off.
So just going through these real quick. Rebel Galaxy and I Am Setsuna. You saw us play both of those during the Deep Cave Live stream. I Am Setsuna is, as Chad would say, a game where nothing happens. It's a Japanese RPG. So
that's true.
Turn-based combat. It's a spiritual successor, if you will, to Chrono Trigger. I thought it was good, but the plot does tend to take a little while to develop. The basic story is you're an assassin. You were hired to kill this sacrifice, this woman who is every so many years on this planet. They send like a pure woman to sacrifice herself, and then monsters stop showing up for a while. Reasons, yeah. But you're sent to kill her, and you decide, no, I'm going to help her with her journey instead. And then things happen, and stuff, and, you know, the usual tropes, fall in love, yada, yada, yada. It is what it is. It's a good game. If you like Japanese RPGs, if you're Chad, don't buy this game. If you're someone like Chad's wife or myself, buy this game.
So what, the truth. So what he's saying is he and your wife are more compatible than you and your wife.
In terms of this game, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, he also makes her laugh. You know.
He does make her laugh.
I have apologized enough for that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I am done apologizing for being funny.
F you, I'm hilarious. Second game is Rebel Galaxy. You also saw this part of our marathon. It's Firefly, essentially. You are in a spaceship. It's a bit of a piece of junk, and you're doing jobs, scavenging, avoiding the feds or space pirates, whatever. It's a great concept, and when I'm playing it, I have fun, but I have to convince myself to play it. And that's not a good thing. I'm sitting looking at my PS4 game selection, and I'm like, and then I go ahead and start Rebel Galaxy. I have to like really kind of make myself do it. While I'm playing it, it's fun. It's a good time. But the fact that I'm not willingly going back to it, that I'm kind of making myself go back to it, really speaks a lot for its replay value. I think that the indie developer did a fantastic job on it. It's beautiful. The ship combat is fine. Unfortunately, I just kind of give it an eh, because it's fun while you're playing it, but it's really hard to kind of get the drive to keep playing it, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And finally, Attack on Titan. It's an anime that I've...
It's like broccoli. You know you should, but you really got to psych yourself up for it.
And finally, Attack on Titan, which is a game based off of an anime that I really like. It's long story short... Humanity's been decimated by this race of giants that eats people.
Skinless giants.
Yeah. And your job...
Let's not forget that.
And your job is to kill these giants using a mechanism that lets you swing like Spider-Man and then attack them with swords in the back of the neck.
As you do.
It is awesome. It is dark. And it is made by the people who made Dynasty Warriors. So you've got... kind of fast, frenetic gameplay. Covers the first major arc of the anime / manga, whatever. If you liked Attack on Titan, great. If you've never watched Attack on Titan, maybe you should watch it before you try the game. If you like Dynasty, if you like Dynasty Warriors, it doesn't really feel like Dynasty Warriors, but it is a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it for what it is. And what it is something you should not spend $60 on, more like $30. And that's all I got.
Duly noted.
So.
Okay, well, we all know I ain't got nothing, so.
Yep, and Chad's tapped out. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, we will take a break. You can feel free to join us for either the comic or movie episodes. Also available on iTunes and Stitcher. And tune in and podbean.com. But if this is where we say goodbye, see ya. Thanks a lot. And be sure to check out our sponsors.
So long.
And wherever farewell, you're listening to us on.
Ain't I do.
Wherever you're listening to us on, please leave us a review. Let us know what you liked, what you didn't like, and how we can make things, make the show better. Because it's all about making you happy. You. Yes, you. You, the one who's listening. See ya.
Except you, Dan. Except you.
Except, no.
Because let's face it, you are the worst.
You know what you did.
The worst.